Masechet Makot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah He. In the last Mishnah, we spoke out how Edim are turned into Zomemim when other people discredit them and say that they were elsewhere during the time that they claim that they saw a certain crime or Averah take place. Here the Mishnah will tell us that after the second pair of witnesses showed up to make the first pair Zomemim, other witnesses arrived also to testify and claim that they saw a certain person doing an avera, doing a crime. How does that work? Mishnah says, "Ba'u aharim v'hizimum." If witnesses testified about a murder, and then a second set of witnesses came and turned them into edim zomemim, and then another set of witnesses came and they testified that they saw the same murder, and the second pair who came, those witnesses who discredited the first pair, they made the third set of witnesses who showed up also into edim zomemim. Second witnesses said to the first pair who came up, "You guys were with us when you claimed that you saw the certain avera," and they're now claiming to the other group as well, "Oh, you were also with us at that time." And then ba'u aharim bihizimum, another set of witnesses show up and they also claim that they saw the murder in question. And then that second pair who showed up, who were discrediting the first, the other two pairs, they also made the fourth pair of witnesses into Zomemim as well. Afilu me'ah, even if 100 set of witnesses came to testify about the murder, and the same two witnesses claimed that they were with all of them at the same time, they made all of them Zomemim, kulam yaharegu. All of the witnesses who were turned into Edim Zomemim, all of them could be put to death. Torah tells us that witnesses who show up and they discredit other witnesses, they are the ones who are believed. And according to what we're saying here, Tanakama, there's no limit to how many people they can create as Edim Zomemim. They could even claim up to 100 pairs of other people are with them. They're with us. They couldn't have been at the crime scene of where the murder took place because we were with all of them. We believe them. But Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, how could we believe these two witnesses that they're claiming everybody else was Edim Zomemim? Istasit Hizo, says Rabbi Yehuda, the Edim who are testifying about others, that they're lying about the murder, they're claiming everyone else is lying, they're obviously people who are plotting. What they're trying to do is save the murderer. They're trying to save the murderer, and therefore they're falsely declaring all of the other witnesses to the crime as Edim Zomemim. If you look at the odds, it can't be that everyone else is lying and that only these two Edim who are claiming that others are Zomemim, that they're the only ones telling the truth. They really can't be. So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, Ve'ena nehegeret elakat harishona bilvad, says Rabbi Yehuda, the Zomemim, all those other people are not killed unless they are the only set of witnesses to become Zomemim. If more than one group is being discredited as Zomemim by the same witnesses, we assume that those witnesses are plotters and they're just here to save the murderer and they're going to discredit everybody and we don't believe them about anybody, even the first group, if they're giving testimony about more than one group.